This is Morning Edition on KUNC. You may be seeing more and more homes with solar panels popping up in neighborhoods near you, but not all the homes are using this type of renewable energy in the most efficient way. That's a problem scientists at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden are working to solve. KUNC's Stephanie Page Ogburn has more.
We've already got smartphones and other devices. That's why NREL scientist Brian Hannigan is turning his attention to creating a smart home.
So the smarter home of the future, the dishwasher could talk to the electric vehicle in the garage. It could talk to the solar PV system on the roof.
It can also read the weather forecast. Say, for example, it's supposed to be a sunny day.
And so with more sun, that means there's more power being generated on the roof. So that would be the opportune time for these appliances to operate.
The basic idea is that smart homes would turn on their appliances when electricity is cheap and plentiful. It sounds straightforward enough, but Hannigan says it's not easy to get right.
One of the key challenges is how do you get all of the devices to communicate with one another? So if I have a Whirlpool refrigerator and an LG microwave, how do I make sure that those devices can interact?
And that's exactly what NREL engineer Dane Christensen is working on.
So we have effectively three homes built inside of this lab.
The space looks like a giant warehouse with three miniature apartments inside of it.
You're standing in one of our sample homes. So we have a refrigerator, a range, a dishwasher, a water heater, washing machine and dryer. We have lighting controls. We have an air conditioning system right around the corner.
Christensen is running multiple experiments to test different ways of helping homes use energy better.
We think overall we'll be able to deliver equivalent comfort and reduce utility costs and your utility bill and really improve our carbon footprint all at the same time.
And the ability to manage your home's energy is becoming more common, says Brian Hannigan.
You walk through the Home Depot or the Lowe's and you're going to see various smart thermostats, light bulbs, the Nest is a good example of this. Those pieces are starting to come together.
The last hurdle is coordinating all of the different parts of the system. But in a few years, you may be able to swipe your smartphone and learn that your home just did your dishes and ran the laundry for you, all while saving you money on your power bill, too. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.